In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. During Advent this year, our sermon series is on words and sayings of the season, explaining the biblical background and meaning of words and sayings that we commonly hear and say ourselves this time of year. This morning we continue with Carol, Alleluia, and Noel. The word carol is actually a contraction of the Greek words Kyrie eleison, which means Lord, have mercy. This short prayer occurs dozens of times in the Bible, in both the Old and New Testaments. In the Gospels, people who seek Jesus' help and healing often cry out to him, Lord, have mercy upon me. Most of our liturgy is quotations directly from the Bible. And since ancient times, this biblical cry, Kyrie eleison, Lord, have mercy, has been a regular part of Christian liturgy and prayers. During the Middle Ages, the church services were conducted in Latin, which most people could not understand. But among the common people, a new style of song became popular, with the verses sung in their everyday languages of German or French or Italian or Spanish or English, and each verse ending with the Latin refrain, Kyrie eleison. Gradually, those words, Kyrie eleison, were compressed together and abbreviated into a new word, carol. These popular, easy-to-sing songs become called carols, and singing them was caroling. Originally, carols were not limited to Christmas. There actually are lots of carols for other seasons of the church year, especially many Easter carols. But the most popular and enduring were Christmas carols. And Christmas caroling from house to house became a beloved Christmas tradition. In our current hymnal, there's only one hymn like this that ends with the repeated refrain, Kyrie eleison, hymn number 942. But many Christmas carols still have a refrain that repeats at the end of each verse. And that goes back to the original form of the carol, singing at the end of each verse, Kyrie eleison. Our liturgy and our prayers in worship often feature this repeated refrain, Kyrie eleison, Lord, have mercy, crying out to God, first of all, for forgiveness and for help in our needs. Because of our sins, we deserve God's wrath and punishment, and we have no reason to expect God to hear our prayers, to show us mercy, to grant us help. But the angels announced to the shepherds the good news of Christmas. Unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. You see, Christmas isn't just a midwinter holiday festival. At Christmas, we are celebrating the forgiveness of sins brought to us by our Savior, Christ the Lord. For by his birth, his life, death, and resurrection, he spared us from God's wrath by taking our punishment upon himself. As one Christmas carol says, nails, spear shall pierce him through. The cross be borne for me, for you. That's why it's customary now in Christian liturgy and prayers to have a threefold Kyrie. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. That threefold cry addresses the three persons of the Trinity, with the second person of the Trinity, Jesus Christ, called upon by name. Because through faith in your Savior, Christ the Lord, your sins are forgiven. And God promises to hear your prayers offered in Jesus' name. As Jesus promised, the Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. The book of Hebrews says, "Let us therefore approach the throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need." That's what we do in the Kyrie and other prayers. Approach God's throne with confidence. Confidence that on account of Christ, we will receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. That's the meaning packed into the word carol, a contraction of the biblical cry, Kyrie eleison, Lord, have mercy. The question most commonly asked about the word alleluia is, what's the difference between alleluia with an A and hallelujah with an H? The answer is, there isn't any difference. It's just two different ways to translate the same Hebrew word, alleluia. The Yah at the end is actually short for Yahweh, the Hebrew name for God. Hallelujah means praise be to Yahweh, praise be to God. So when we sing and say hallelujah or alleluia, it's a shorthand way of saying praise be to God. No doubt the shepherds were singing and saying lots of alleluias on the first Christmas Eve, when the Christmas story tells us that after visiting the manger, they spread the word about what had been told them concerning this child. Finally, the word Noel is a French contraction of the Latin phrase Natalis Dies, day of birth. So Noel really means birthday. Over time, it came to be referred specifically to the one birthday in all of history that is so significant we literally number our years by it. When you sing or say Noel, really you are saying, Happy Birthday, Jesus. As one Christmas song says, in the little village of Bethlehem, there lay a child one day, and the sky was bright with a holy light o'er the place where Jesus lay. Alleluia, oh how the angels sang, Alleluia, how it rang, and the sky was bright with a holy light. 'Twas the birthday of a king. At Christmas time, we sing carols and celebrate with alleluias the Noel of our Savior, Christ the Lord. Behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Amen.